Riley has kind of a water obsession, so when the Queen's Museum of Art invited him to come up with a project, he filled an empty reflecting pool in Flushing Meadows Park with water and made it the setting for a nautical battle modeled on something the ancient Romans used to do.
They would flood the Colosseum and the Circus Maximus. They would build these boats and then fill them with gladiators and condemned prisoners and whatnot and fight to the death.
For this battle, the crews consist of Riley's artist friends, plus staff from museums around the city, including the Queens, Brooklyn, and Bronx museums, and the Museo del Barrio in Manhattan. They plan to pelt each other with tomatoes. Everyone is supposed to wear togas, including the audience. There are 5 boats, up to 30 feet long, and they're all made out of recycled and found materials. Teams have been building them for months. One looks like an Egyptian riverboat. Another is a catamaran made out of phragmites, an invasive reed. Artist Jade Townsend has built a boat that looks like a Spanish galleon. He says the whole wacky project does have a serious point to make.
After seeing so much like highly produced, expensive work in the art world, like I think it's really important to be able to see that there's people that can do this and do it well for not very much money.
And of course, it's also an opportunity to get silly while it's still summertime. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.